Thanks, y'all.
Indigo Girls are live today on the World Cafe. That's pretty good considering you're both playing electrics on the track on the album.
Yeah, no, you want that sustain.
Lots of electric on that track. Yeah. 12,000 million electric tracks. Feedback.
If you head over to your website, you see an amazing tour you guys are on for the next few months. And this will play on the radio before a lot of people get a chance to see you. Tell people about what your band's looking like.
They're looking great. They sound great. They look great. Everything. They're a beautiful band.
They're everything.
they're all new. I mean, we have this great new bass player named Claire Kinney, who was playing with Sinead at the time. She was with Shakespeare's sister and
Aztec Camera.
She's played with tons of people. They're all British, our whole band right now, and she is fantastic. And then we have a woman who plays keyboards and accordions and percussion, and Carol Isaacs. And then a cello player who we're using currently is Caroline Lavelle, who I know of from the early 80s when she played with Susie and the Banshees, but I know she's done a lot of other stuff. But if she's not there, then we have this other cellist named Caroline Dale, who is amazing. She did the music for Hillary and Jackie, if anybody saw that movie. Wow. And then our drummer was John, but he's back home now. And so we're using this guy who's from Memphis but lives in England, and his name's Blair Cunningham. And he is just remarkable. I mean, he never even knew who we were 3 weeks ago. And then we had like a week of rehearsals, and he had to learn everything, you know, like in 1 week. All the stops.
He played with the Pretenders for a while, didn't he? I think he did.
I think he might have. He played with Paul McCartney for a long time, for the last few years. He was his main man. So it's a pretty full band, and everybody sings, which is cool, which is different for us. We have a lot of background vocals. They all have really good voices, except Blair. he won't sing for us yet. So we have a lot. It's very rich. But we do a lot of rock songs, and then we do some acoustic stuff and bluegrassy kind of stuff, and then we strip it down and play alone a few times. So it's a variety show.
All right, you got this song called Cold Beer and Remote Control, and I want to know about the person in this song. This person's trying to escape from this life, I think. You're not celebrating this, are you?
No. It's about someone who's kind of despondent and just kind of given up hope, and you picture them just sitting in front of the TV, just wafting off into nothingness, you know? The bad kind of nothingness, not the Buddhist kind. but it's got sort of an electric chorus, sort of AKA Tom Petty-ish. And so it's kind of confusing because as soon as you hear the word cold beer, people laugh. I don't know.
Or cheer, right.
It's meant to like jerk your string a little bit.
It's kind of like Born in the USA, you know?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. People are going to get this wrong. Yeah, hey, cold beer, you know.
Yeah, right. Well,
and that Jackson Brown song that used to do cocaine, where everybody was like, yeah, cocaine. And I was like, you guys don't get it.
Yeah. So, but anyway. Another acoustic version.
Oh, yes.